By the time Rabin and Tom passed away, he had already moved out of town. He lived in a different city. But he said if he would have been there the day that they had the funeral for Rabin and Tom, it would have been mitami to him. Because the Gemara says if the Rebbe Muvak dies, it's the kavod, it's a lack of kavod if all the Talmidim will not attend the funeral. So he says he would have been mitami. That's a din of Meis Mitzvah. So the Gemara has such a din. The Gemara has such a statement that again, a kohen is married to a ktana. The father died. A father died, and he left a daughter who was before bas mitzvah. So in our Torah, there's no way for the girl to get married. If the girl is a gedola after yud bei shanim be'amechad shanim be'simanim, she's a gedola, so she can be mekabel kedushin on her own. If there's no father, if there is a father, the girl cannot be mekabel kedushin on her own. Only the father can be mekabel kedushin. If the father's not alive, the mother's mekabel kedushin. That's only kedushin derabbanan. That's kedushin miyun. If he see you, ima v'yachecha. That's kedushin miyun midrabbanan. So the Gemara has a din. The Gemara in that sugya in Yibamis has a case that a kohen was married to a girl who was a kedusha ktana. The father had passed away, and the mother or the older brothers married her off. He see you, ima or acheha. The older brothers married her off, and then the wife died. So the husband attended. The husband was a kohen, attended the funeral. So the Gemara says, how is it permissible? So the Gemara says, Asu chachamim kemeis mitzvah. They declare that it's like a meis mitzvah. So the Gemara tells that in a special case where the kohen was married to a ktana, there was only kedushin de rabbanan, kedushin miyun, kedushin that can be undone. If she'll go to a bezdin, she'll say, I'm not happy with the marriage. She's already married. The mother married her off at the age of 9, and she's not happy. So before her bas mitzvah, she goes to a bezdin. She says, I'm not happy. So that's called miyun. So the bezin will be oike the ishun, so she doesn't even need a get. So the Gemara says that asur kameis mitzvah, that special rare case where the mother married off her daughter after the father died. She, the girl, was a yisayma, aktani yisayma. But the Rambam says that by every case of ishtin asua, the whole din, minatar, there are only 6 relatives, blood relatives, and ishto nisua is only made a rabbanan. So the Rambam says that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara befarish that ishto is the rice, it's only the Rabbanan if it's kiddush ektana. That's the tiny he has against the Rambam. The Ragachaba suggests the teretz on the Rambam, where the Gemara doesn't even mention any issue. By Yerusha, the Gemara has machlekes, but Abal Yerusha is ishto, is a din the rice, a din the Rabbanan, after nisuin. If she dies during erusin, the husband is not yarshin. Her blood relatives will yarshin. Her father, or her brothers, or her sisters, and so on. But the Gemara never raises a shayla benegeh to the kohen being metame, that should be only the Rabbanan. So the Ragachava suggests that maybe the Rambam understood that hoda hatalia. Shayla is, if a couple is married and somebody dies, the husband or the wife, so the whole marriage falls apart, so they're not related anymore. So how can the baal be yorish ishtoi if the father dies? The father is my father even after he passes away. That's my father, so I get a Yerusha. My brother, I happen not to have a brother. If I would have had a brother, my brother would die, so it's my brother even if he's not alive anymore. He's still my brother. He's not alive, so there's a din of Yerusha. But how can you say, I'll buy Yerusha Ishtoi after the wife dies, so there's no Ishus anymore? So that's a shame. Maybe we say, since they were married before, so you can still say, Abal Yerusha Sishtai. So it's the same shot. So the Ragachaba suggests it's the same shot over here. So the Rambam understood that the din, that Abal Mitameli Ishtai, even though the Gemara assumes that is the Raisa, that's Lafia Mandi Omar, according to the Tanoim, that Abal Yerusha Sishtai is a din der Raisa, then Abal Mitameli Ishtai is also a din der Raisa. But the Rambam, the Shitasai, Paskan, that Abal Yerusha Sishtai is only a din mid Rabbanan. So mele the din that Abal Mitameli Ishtai is also only mid Rabbanan. But still, it's a mechudish dika Rambam. It's an interesting explanation that the Ragachava gave, but it's still a very mechudish dika Rambam to say that Abal Mitameli Ishtai is only mid Rabbanan. The Gemara never said it. The pasuk ends off, if the kohen sister dies, Hakrov Eilam Shelo Hoysali, she was never Nivola, let's say she was Nensa, so there's no, the kohen is not Mitamilo. Akrovei love, she never got married. She didn't have nesua. Rashi writes, Akreve ela le rabbis is arusa. If she's arusa, then the brother is metame. But if she's an isua, then the brother is not metame. So the pasuk ends off lo yitamo. He should be he is metame to her. So in this pasuk, the Gemara has machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says lo yitamo is rishus. He's permitted to attend the funeral, and all the seven relatives. The pasuk ends off lo yitamo. It's permissible to be metame. Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos around Daf Chof, whether the din that a kohen is metame to the zayin kareivim is this dechuya or hutra. Rashi holds that it's hutra, and Tosfos says that it's dechuya. Interesting machlekes. And but we pass on like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Shmuel here. Lo yitamo means kareivim. The kohen is mechuyev to be metame to the zayin kareivim, and if he doesn't want to, the Gemara says metame nosa bal korchai. And the Gemara makes it clear that this machlekes didn't begin with Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. It was an ongoing machlekes, many generations, generation after generation, way before Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. And already Bizman Abayis and earlier generations, you had this Shaila. One of the Kohanim lost his wife and he didn't want to attend the funeral because he would be knocked out of commission for 7 days. He wouldn't be able to be makor karbanis. He would be tamei. He wouldn't be able to be makor karbanis on the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, "V'timu echav akohanim bal korchai," because the Pesach HaMekubal already before the days of Rabbi Akiva was like Rabbi Akiva's opinion that lo yitama is a chayva. The Gemara in Sota Dav Gimel Amud Aleph quotes this pasuk lo yitama with another two psukim. The other pasuk is le'ele mehem tavoidu with respect to Eved Kenani. The Rabbi Shmuel says it's a reshus. If you want to, you don't have to set free the Eved Kenani neither b'sheish nor b'yoyvo. If you want to free him, gezuntei. You want to give away your property, but you're not in the law. The other man, Tavod, is a reshus. If you want, he can keep him. You never have to set him free. If you knock out Shem Yain, you do have to set him free, but without Shem Yain, not. And Rabbi Kiva, that's how he passed like Rabbi Kiva. The other man, Tavod, is a chayva. Hamashachar Abdai, Oiva Be'ese, it's an Issa. By Abed Kanani, by Abed Ivri, there's no Issa. By Abed Kanani, it's an Issa to be Mashachar the Abed Ivri. And the third pasuk that the Gemara quotes where they're arguing, is what's doing over there in Masechah Saito. The pasuk says in Saito, Avral Avrakina Vikina Yesishtai. So Rabbi Shmuel says Rishus. If he wants to, if he's choshed his wife business and he wants to be master her, it can may ruin his marriage. He's causing friction in the marriage to say, I don't trust you, I'm choshed that you're having an affair with the next door neighbor, and I warn you, I don't want you to be misyached with that person. There's no issa yichud, baila ba'ir. If the husband has his works in the same city, he lives in the same neighborhood where his job is. So he's in the same neighborhood, so there's no din. Most of Rishonim assume there's no issa yichud. Rashi learns ishta baila ba'ir, there's an issa yichud, but you don't give makas mardis if the wife violates the issa yichud. Baila ba'ir, you don't get makas mardis. And Tosfos says, no, baila ba'ir, there's no issa yichud. So if the husband is going to warn her, altistre mishplaini, she can say, you're off your mind, you're crazy. I'm not having an affair with anybody. I just want to be neighborly. I want to say good morning to the neighbors, that's all. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, whether the kine is ishtai, if he's suspicious that there's something wrong going on, so Rabbi Shmuel says, reshus, the kine is ishtai. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a chayva. He's mechuyev to warn his wife, altistre mishplaini. Anyway, so that's the opening psukim in the parsha about Tumas Kohanim. The Yamshel Shlomo in Gittin, around Daf Yutes, had a big Maharshal, wrote a sefer Yamshel Shlomo. His name was Shlomo Luria. He had a big machlokes. There was a situation, there was a couple who was married, and not a kohen. A couple was married, and they were separated, and they were going to get divorced. They planned to get divorced, and one of them died. So the question is, there's no din of Eilus if there's only Erison, but if there's Nesua, then there is a din of Avelus. That's the din Ishtar Rusa La Oinen La Vela Metami La La Meifin Nedereh. Being Metami La Meifin, this Pasuk, Lo Yitamah, is the Chiyuv. It's we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. It's not a rishus. It's a chayva. Tosfos points out there were 613 mitzvahs. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you have an additional three, so you have 616. Or according to Rabbi Yishmael, you have only 610 because he just deleted these three. So what it means is that Rabbi Yishmael probably has three other mitzvahs that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from. If they both agree, it could be that there's a machlokes. Ramban has the first essay in his comments on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. As long as Ramban is, he writes that there's so much literature, by now we have much more literature, on the whole topic of the Taryag Mitzvahs, which are the Taryag Mitzvahs, who says that it's Muskam? It's a memory in the Gemara, there are a couple of Midrashim like that. This Maimah Chazal had such mazel that there's so much literature on this, establishing which are the Taryag Mitzvahs. So it could be that not all the Tanaim agree that they're a Taryag. And if we should assume that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael agree that there are 630 mitzvahs, you have to say that Rabbi Yishmael probably will have another three mitzvahs that Rabbi Akiva won't hold from. Just like over here, Rabbi Akiva has these three mitzvahs that Rabbi Yishmael doesn't hold from. Okay? So this, what is this mitzvah lo yitame? This is a mitzvah to show kavod rabbis. The fact that the kohen is metame, le'ishto nesua, is mitame, or to the seven relatives. The whole thing is based on kavod rabbis. And the Rambam writes, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, as well as in the Mishnah Torah, that this union of Kavod Abrius is the Mokad. The Rambam follows the Rif and follows the Gaonim, that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa. The Gemara says Avelus is only with the Rabbanon. That's the rest of Shiva, the last 6 days. And the Shloshim and the Yud Beis Chodesh, that's only with the Rabbanon. But Avelus Yom Rishon, the Shitas HaMechaber, and Mechaber passing like the Rif and the Rambam, based on the Gaonim, that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa. Where is there a pasuk in Chumash that says that there's a chiyuv to demonstrate avelus? So the Rambam says the makar is lo yitama. The coin is metame to the kroivim. The coin is mechiyuv to be metame because of the mitzvah of avelus. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Sabbah, kam chamurihi mitzvah avelus shenitchis mepanach isetumas kohanim. Look how important the mitzvah of avelus is. Avelus is menatayra. There's even a din of kavod abrias for a meis, and a kavod achaim is mochomer. The Gemara in Ksuvah says Kavod HaChaim is more important than Kavod HaMeisim. There's even a chiyuv of Kavod HaBrias legabia HaMeis. Kavod HaChaim, there's a din of Kavod HaBrias HaChaim. Yeah. So the Rambam writes, look how chomer the mitzvah of Avelus is, shenitchis mipanach isa tumas kohen. So Leitchik pointed out that from the Rambam you see that he holds that it's the chuyah, the machlekes, Taisus, and Rashi, and Brachas Avchof, whether the din at the kindness metamei to the Zion Kroivim, is that Dukhuya or is that Hutra? So Rashi says Hutra, and Tosfos says, no, it's Dukhuya. Rashi says Hutra because there's a problem that the Kavod HaBrias is only Deichet Derabbanan, the Gemara says. It's not Deichet Dinim Deraisa. So how can it be that because of Kavod HaBrias, Lo Yitama is a mitzvah of Kavod HaBrias, that the Kohen is allowed to violate the Issa Tumas Kohanim, but it's an Issa Deraisa? The Rashi says, must be that it's Hutra. It's not based on Kavod HaBrias being Deicha. But the Rambam writes, Kama Chamurihi Mitzvus Avelus Shenitchis Bemera Yisa Tumas Kahanim. See, the Rambam agrees with Tosfos. That is the Chuya. The Yisa Tumas Kahanim is the Chuya. It's not Hutra. Yeah. I, Kavod HaBrias, never Deicha Nisa Deraisa. So Tosfos says, just like we have a klal, that we have a klal, Ese Deicha Loisa Ese. However, the whole sugi, the beginning of Yom, says Dechal says. However, we have a klal, Ein Eser Dechal Eses V'Yesei. If the lav that you want to be doicha is not only a lav, it's Lo Eses V'Yesei, then an Eser is not Dechal Eses V'Yesei. The Gemara says in the end of Chulin, why not? Because Mayumi HaYesei MeHaYesei. Why do you say that the Eser HaDoicha is more important than the Eser HaNitcha? So you can't say Eser Dechal Eses V'Yesei. But there are exceptions to the rule, but we say Eser is Deicha Lo Eses V'Yesei. Where is that? So the Gemara says, let's say a person became a Metzora, and then he is cured. So there's a din of Tiglachas Metzora. He has to shave off with a razor. The Mishnah says, Shlosha, there are three people where there's a mitzvah of Tiglachas, and it has to be Betar. He has to use a razor. So one of them is the Nozir. When the Nozir finishes, is the Naziris. Kodesh Yigal Peres HaRosh, only the top of his head. So he shaves off the pay as Pasar Rosh. The beard was never included in the din of Naziris. He could shave off the beard even while he is an Ozer, not with a razor, with a shaver. And when he becomes, when the Naziris is ended and he has to shave off all of his hair, he only shaves off the Gadol Peres HaRosh, only the hair on the head. not the hair on the cheek. But the mitzvah who gets cured has to shave off all the hair on his body. So he shaves off everything. So the Gemara says, so how can he do that? So Eseh Dechaloi says, it's a mitzvah essay of Taharas HaMitzvah, part of the mitzvah is Tiglachas, but the Taharas Dechaloi says of Piyasekonim Lo Yigalecho. So the Gemara said, well, what happens if he happens to be a Nazir also? So in addition to the Loi Seseh that every Jew has, he has a, or let's, what does the Gemara say? What if he's a Kayin? What if he's a Kayin and he becomes a Mitzorah and then he gets cured? So a Kayin who shaves his hair is not only a violation of Allah, but he's in violation of the essay also. Kedoshim Yilal Kayim. The essay goes on all the things mentioned in the Parsha. So how is the Kayin permitted if he becomes a Mitzorah and he gets cured? How is he permitted to shave off his hair with a razor? So the Gemara says, "Ein asa dechal asas v'asa." The Gemara answers, "Since it's a lav sheinu shava b'kol, so it's mutter, because tumas kohanim tiglachas kan kedoshim yilo l'keim is only by kohanim. And what if he's a nazir? The mitzora happens to be a nazir also. So by nazir also, there's both an asa and a lo asa. Kodesh yia gal teres arosho. So there's a lo asa v'asa. So the Gemara says, a nazir is a shava b'kol, men, women." Anybody after bar mitzvah can be mekabel naziris. Isha isha ki afli linda neder nazir la'azal Hashem. A man or a woman can accept neder naziris. A pasuk and chumash. Yeah. So the Gemara gives an answer. Naziris is a weaker isha because it's yeshna b'sheila. You have hataras nedarim. Sheila means hataras nedarim. That just like if a person takes a neder or a shvu, he can go to a bezdin if there's a pesach or a harata. Without cause, he can't. There's no dispensation. The Bezdin can't give him a dispensation. But if he goes to Bezdin and they discover that there really is a Pesach or a real Harata, then they have the ability to be made for the Neder. So whenever you have a Lav, Sheyesh and B'Sheila, it can be undone. Are you there? Hataras Nadarim. So it's a weaker Lav. Then you say, Esay is the Chalos Esay. So that's what Tosfos answers over here. How can, if you hold that Tumas Kohanim is only Dechuya because of Kavir Abi, it's not Hutra, not like Rashi says, it's Dechuya. So how can it be? But it's Enesed Dechala Sesavias. If the Kohen is Metamila Mesim, he's not only a violation of a Konashas Mes, Lo Yoba, Nebish Lo Yitama Biyamov, Loi, he's also a violation of the Esik Doshim Yilalakem, Lo Yichalu Hashem Kem, in Pasuk Vav. So the answer is, it's not Dechal HaSes of Yaseh, if it would have been a Lav HaShavah Bakol. But it's a Lav Shein HaShavah Bakol, then it is Dechal. Kedoshim Yiyul HaLakeim, yeah. V'kid Ashtoi, ki eslechem alakechu hu makriv. It says v'kid Ashtoi in Pasuk Ches. So Rashi calls v'kid Ashtoi al Korchoi. If the coin is married to a Grusha, and he doesn't want to get divorced, so we're kai for him legarish ishta be kidashte bal korchai kafenu. We force him to get divorced from his wife. We don't allow him to violate the kedushas kahuna. Included in the kidashte, the Gemara says in Gittin. In the middle of Gittin, there are takanis and there are banan. And Perkash Shaleach, the Takanas the Rabbanan that they made Mipnei Tikkun Ha'olam. So then the Mishnah rattles off a whole series of additional Takanas the Rabbanan that made Mipnei Tikkun Ha'olam. So one of the Takanas in Perkash Nizokin is that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah Mipnei Darkei Shalom. What do you mean Darkei Shalom? And the Gemara says it's a Din D'oraisa V'Kiddush that he gets the first Aliyah. So why is it Mipnei Darkei Shalom? The Gemara says no. On the level of the Raisa, the Kohen can be Meichel on his Kavin. I say, I don't want to get the first Aliyah. But Mifnei Darkei Shalom, we don't permit the Kohen to be Meichel on his Kavin, because one Shabbos will be Meichel on his Kavin, because his next door neighbor is making a bar mitzvah and they need more Aliyahs, because all the relatives came. So he'll be Mevat there, and they won't have to give him the first Aliyah. And next Shabbos, it won't be his next door neighbor, and he won't be Meichel, so they'll be angry. How come last week he was Meichel on his Kavin? This week he wasn't Meichel, so the Gemara says the Kohen, we don't permit the Kohen to be Meichel on his Kavod regarding the getting the first Aliyah, because it'll cause friction. So that's Akasha. The Gemara itself says, Kidashta Bal Korchai. The Gemara learns that from the Kiddashtai. The Kiddashtai Bal Kocha means Kafenu. If he's married to a Grusha, you force him to get divorced. That's the previous, the immediately previous Pasuk. Isha Zana V'chalorek. Isha Grusham, Isha Lo Yikocho. The Kiddashtai, you force him to get divorced. So also including Kiddashtai, he gets the first Aliyah. That should also be Bal Korchai. How come you say over here that he can be Merchel on his color? So there's a Tosfos in Chulin, we didn't get there yet, on Pei Zayin. But Tosfos says that this part is only an Asmachta. The Kiddashtai that he gets, the first Aliyah, is only an Asmachta. So what did the Gemara say? The Mishnah says that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah in Pnei Dakir Shalom, it's only Midir Rabbanan. And for the Gemara, Ayat Deraisa, it says the Kiddashtai, it's not true, it's only an Asmachta. The Tosfos says, no, but it's an Asmachta of Kedushas Kunis, not because of Dakir Shalom. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara knew that it's only Midir Rabbanan. Others don't agree with Tosfos. They hold that the Kiddashtai is a din deraisa, that the Kohen gets the first Aliyah. But Tosfos and Chulin holds like that, that it's only Midir Rabbanan. Yeah. What's a din? A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha, Isha Grusha, Meisha, Lo Yikocho. A woman who is divorced from her husband, Isha Grusha, Meisha, from her husband, Lo Yikocho. So the Gemara in Gittin finds that strange. What do you mean? Isha Grusha, Meisha. In Yiddish, in Hebrew, he said the woman is a Grusha. What do you have to say? She's a Grusha Meisha. She's divorced from her husband. Of course she's divorced from her husband. What do you mean? I'm going to give a get to my next door neighbor. I'm not married to her. She's married to someone else. I'm going to give a get. So there's a half a minute to think that she's not, when her husband dies, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. A Grusha is only if the right person gave the get. If the wrong person gives a get, it's not. So the Gemara says the word Meisha comes to tell me the din of Reach HaGet. What is Reach HaGet? So it's a Mishnah in Gittin. A husband writes a get for his wife. He doesn't want to be responsible to support her. He's out of a job, so he can't support her. So he doesn't want to be Chai B'Shek Susviyana. So he writes, Hareat Megoreshes Mimeni, however, V'iat Menteres Lushum Adam. The get should not be mati you to marry anybody else, but I'm not married to you anymore. I'm not obligated to support you any longer. So the Mishnah said that such a get is not a valid get. The idea of a get is he has to say, Harim HaTeres L'chol Adam. Even if he says, Chutz Mipleini, we paskin that the whole get is not chal. The whole gerushin is not chal. If he lives a shir, that's a machlokes satanoim. And we paskin whenever you mishar, Harim HaTeres L'chol Adam, Chutz Mipleini, the whole get is not chal. But if he gives such a wacky get, it's a reach get. It smells like a get. And she's now considered a grusha l'koin. So if the husband is a koin and he gave her such a get, he's not allowed to remain with her. Now he has to give her a real get. Now he has to really divorce. Or if the husband gave her such a wacky get and then the husband dies, so we don't say that the woman is an almana, she's allowed to marry a koin. She just can't marry a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol can't marry an Almana. We say, no, the woman is that's a Reach HaGet, and she's a Grusha. She's a Grusha. She's not allowed to marry a Kohen. So the Rambam quotes that din of Reach HaGet, and he writes that it's only Midir Rabbanan. Magen Mishnah comments on the Rambam. That's surprising. The simple reading of the Mishnah, Gitna, all Gemara, is that it's a real din deraisa. Pasha Peshat Gemara is that it's a real din deraisa. Shagas Aryeh has, in addition to the standard Shagas Aryeh, there's another chelek that's called Shuvas Chagasari, Shagasari HaChadoshes. He has additional essays. His Shuvas Ruba de Ruba were not really Shailas that were asked. As a Shaila, when is Ozman Kriyashma? There's Kriyashma Deraisa Derabbanan. It means that these are essays that he wrote on halachic topics, but it's not really a Shaila Shuva. So he has one of the Shuvas and the Shuvas HaChadoshes, Shagasari HaChadoshes, he has a Shuva regarding this topic. Who's right in the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah, where the Reach HaGet is a din deraisa, a din derabbanan? So he quotes the Machlokes and he says, I think the Magen Mishnah is right. The simple reading of all the Gemara says that the din of Reach HaGet is a real din deraisa. We have a question regarding this din of Reach HaGet. The Gemara said, what if the husband gave his wife a get that was written, Shaloi Lishma? The neighbor wrote a get for his wife, and he has the same name. His name is the same as me. His wife, same name as my wife. So my neighbor wrote a get for his wife, and then he backed out. He decided not to get it, to divorce his wife. And I take that get, and I'm the garish my wife at that. So it wasn't written Lishma. So the Gemara in Gittin discusses it. Is that a Reach HaGet? The Gemara says no. All of the Gittin that are written Shalom Lishma are not a Reach HaGet at all. So the simple reading of the sugya is only one and only case that's Rech HaGet. Ishu Grusha Meisha. The husband said, Hare Mugoresh is man of Hare Iat Muteris Lushum Adam. That sounds for the Gemara. That's the only case of a Rech HaGet. So the Ramah, so fine, that's how the Mechaber seems to hold. The Ramah in Eben Ezer, in the beginning of Eben Ezer, you have one of the early Simonim, or the Noshim Hasuris Lakuna, around Simon Vava. So they talk about the Zaina, Halala, Grusha. They talk about all the details. So the Ramah quotes a Chuvas HaRashba that included in the Reach HaGet is another case. A couple wasn't really married, but the Bezin recommended that the husband should give the get l'chumra. Mikra din, there is no kiddushin, there is no issues. Now, because it was a shayla, so maybe they should give a get l'chumra. So the Ramah paskins like this Rashba, that a get that was Chuvas HaRashba, a get that was given l'chumra, you should, is considered a Reach HaGet, and now she's not allowed to marry a kohen. So we have that now a lot. In recent years, unfortunately, many secular Jews don't have chuppah v'kiddushin. They just get married civilly by the justice of the peace. Then when they get divorced, so do we require a get or not? So that was a big issue in Europe. And there was a Rabbi Tzvi Ferber, who was a rabbi in London. He himself learned in Slabodka. He died a long time ago, probably in the 50s or the 60s. I just met, a grandson or a great-grandson of his in Kerem Yavne. He's learning in the Kol. I was just there a month before Purim. He said they're preparing to reprint all of his Svarim. He wrote an awful lot of Svarim. So one of the Svarim that he put out before the war was whether you need a get for the couples who are civilly married. So he's corresponding with all the Bate Dinim in Europe and other areas as well, America also. And he writes the Maskana, the consensus was, L'chatchile, they all insisted if a couple had a civil marriage, even though they never had chuppah v'kiddushin, L'chatchile should be machmet to get a get. But if you just can't get the husband to give a get, then the Ikaret, then we would permit the woman to remarry without a get. The only two who said not so, the only two who said that the get is ma'akev, we wouldn't permit it to remarry without a get, were the Ragachover, for one reason, and Rav Henkin in New York, for a different reason. Each one had a different reason. That's what he has in his sefer. So that would really be an example. The Chorada should be an example of a get l'chum. So some wrote Chubas that that's not an example of get l'chum. It's less than a get l'chum. I don't understand how it's less. Pashtus says that that should be an example of a get l'chum, that the Ramah would say that that would be, the Ramah based on the Chubas Rashba, that would be a rare haget. There was a great Rabbi Sol Salanter, the founder of the Musa movement, had many students, many followers, Balabatim and Talmid Chachamim. So he had three most outstanding Talmidim, and the one who was strongest in learning was Rabbi Tzula Petterburger, Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser, and he was a rabbi in St. Petersburg for quite a few years. Then he couldn't take it anymore, so he gave up the rabbin and he went back into learning. So he wrote very strong tshuvas. He wrote the others, also Talmid Chacham, but he was a very strong in learning. He was a big Bal Musar also. He was the one who was Mefarshin Rabbi Sol Salanter's teachings. He wrote over drushes. He wrote over hashkofas from Rabbi Sol Salanter, but he wrote tshuvas pre Yitzchak, very strong tshuvas. So he has a tshuva in the pre Yitzchak, where his tshuvas are like detective work. He always, when someone quotes a Rishon, so he'll read the whole Rishon and see all the different places that the Rishon is quoted and put everything all together. And every time a Rishon quotes a Gemara or another Rishon, he'll check up all the sources, like a detective. So he says that this tshuvas HaRashba is a mistake. If you look in the Rashba and the tshuva, he says it's not so. He says the Rashba and the Chidushim and Yevamis also says not so. A get that was given the chumra is not a reach haget. So he says, I'm not going to take it on my responsibility to allow a woman who got a get l'chumra to remarry. The Ramah says it's not allowed to, so it's not allowed to. We're not going to argue with the Ramah. But the Beis Shmuel there quotes, I think, the Bach on the tour over there, that if a woman got a get l'chumra, we follow this Chuvas HaRashba that the Ramah quotes. And even b'di'evad, in this state, even b'di'evad, if she did marry a kohen, we would insist that the couple has to get divorced. So Rabbi Yitzchak at Peterburg, Rabbi Yitzchak Blaser writes, Amay Achrayis, he says, you don't have to go so far. Maspik is sufficient if you're machma like the Ramah. That was the minig for many generations to follow this Ramah. But he claims since the whole thing is a big mistake, so he says it's not right to go so far to say that even b'di'evad in this is teitze. We had a case years ago of a man was a kohen. He wasn't a secular person. And he married a girl who had previously been married and civilly, and she got a get lechumra, because mikra din, most assume that you don't need a get. And then she married this kohen, and then they had a few children. And then he became very observant. He and his wife became very religious, and people used to eat by him on Shabbos. Religious people from the shul ate by him. So someone mentioned, you're married to a Gusha, I don't think you should duchen, because the kohen is married to a Gusha, not supposed to duchen. So it came down to the Yidisa, he's not going to duchen. They told him, a kohen married to a Gusha, not allowed to duchen. Then he realized, what do you mean, not allowed to duchen? Not allowed to be married to the Gusha. He has to get divorced from his wife. So they started a whole tumult. Maybe he has to get divorced. We had such an esek in the yeshiva. There was a student who was a kohen who was married to a real Gusha, not just a get lechumra, a reach again. He was married to a real Grusha. And then he was a secular person. And then he and his wife became observant after they got married and they had children. Did they have children? I don't remember. He was learning in Or Samech and Eretz Yisrael, I think. And then he found out he's a kohen and his wife is a Grusha. He has to get divorced. He was hoping by getting divorced. So then they made a little investigation. Turned out that his grandfather, married Grusha, and his line in the family, they're all Chalolim. The other members of the family are not Chalolim. They have the same name. But his part of the family were Chalolim. So the Rebbe's in the yeshiva told him, doesn't have to get divorced. He's not a Kohen. He can't get the first Aliyah. He's Mamash a Chalol, but he doesn't have to get divorced from his line. But this case over here was not that they didn't discover he was a Chalol. He was a Kohen. But that he was married to this woman and had a reach haget. She got a get lechumer. So based on this, Pri Yitzchak, based on Rabbi Tula Peterburger, we told the man that he shouldn't get divorced, even though he never had chuppah v'kiddushin with the wife. So we considered that we consulted a few rabbanim. We considered it also like that he had a few children already. What are you going to tell him? He has to get divorced from his wife, and who's going to raise the children? So that's a big shas hatrak, is also kiddi at a dummy. So we will make a law on that case. Anyway, that's the din that's learned off in the first. Isha grusha me'isha, afilo le'niz garsha ela me'isha. We assume that that's only, the Rambam holds that it's only the Rabbanan, and the Shagasari thinks we should follow the Magen Mishnah, that it's a real din derais. But the simple reading of the Gemara is that it only applies in that one and only case. Yeah, the Magen Avraham has a shaila. What if the only kohen in shul is a katan? We have a meaning that we don't give an aliyah to a katan. The simple reading in the Mishnah, Hakol Olam, the Mishnah Megillah, Hakol Olam, the Minyan Shiva, anybody in shul can get an aliyah, even a katan, the Mishnah says. So we have a minig, someone showing the Magen Avraham in Reish Pei Beis, and Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah of the Shabbos, quotes, there's a machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say the kohen can get an aliyah, means he can lain bizman atanoim. Only the kohen said the bracha shabacha banu, and the one who got the last aliyah said the bracha shenasan lano, and all the aliyahs in between didn't say any brachas atarah at all. The question, Pnei Yeshua thinks that they said brachas Hashem amvarach. They said baruchu. That's questionable. But they didn't say brachas. That was a takana later in the days of Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara said, made a takana that every Olah LaTorah says a bracha before and after his aliyah. That's what changed in the days of the Amoraim. So some Rishonim say that the Mishnah that says the Kotan can get an aliyah means that the Kotan can lain, but he can't say a bracha to be moitzeh, the tzibu with the bracha. No, other Rishonim say just the reverse. No, the Mishnah says the Kohen gets an aliyah means he says the bracha, he can say a bracha on the aliyah. The Kotan can say a bracha. The bracha is for himself. The bracha is not for the tzibu. But it can't be the Balkore. The Mishnah doesn't mean that the Kotan is Zerla, the Minyan Akum, he should be the Balkore. That's problematic because in the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have an institution of a Balkore. Whoever got an Aliyah, laying his own Aliyah. But there's such a machlokes of Rishonim than Magen Avraham says. So some Rishonim say the cotton can oil the minyan kruim, he can get an aliyah, but he can only lay and he can't say the brach. Other Rishonim say he can only say the brach and can't lay. So if you put them both together, say can't lay and he can't say the brach, so he did away with the whole thing. Well, mikra adin, it's not so a cotton does get an aliyah. So what if the only there is a coin in shul, but the coin is not bar mitzvah yet? So is there a chiyuv the kiddushdai to the cotton? So Avraham comes up with a chiddush that no, because in this pasuk ches it says the kiddushdai. Why? Kieslechem alakechu hu makri, because the kohanim were chosen to be makri karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. And Avraham says a coin cotton before bar mitzvah, he's not kosher to do hakrovas hakarbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, there's no kiddushdai. Therefore, there's no mitzvah to be mechabed him. On the bottom of the page, in the big Orechayim, so they have Ha'oris from Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger has fantastic Ha'oris on all of Arba Chelka Shulchan Aruch. He has what to say on everything. He quotes Mar Mekaymus and he writes original Chidush, and he has what to say on everything. Unbelievable. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks that the Sifra has a comment on the Pasuk V'kidashtai, that it even though it says V'kidashtai, why? Kes lechem alakechu hu makriz. And a Balmum is not kosher to be makri karbonis. A Balmum is allowed to eat karbonis, kachi kachi, but he's not allowed to be makriv. But nonetheless, a din of kiddush does apply to a kohen Balmum. So how do you distinguish between a Balmum and a cotton? Why does the Magen Avraham say a cotton is not kosher la'akrava, therefore there's no mitzvah b'kiddush toy? But the Sifra says beferish, Taras Kanim says beferish, that there is a din of kiddush even on a Balmum. So when we learn Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested to answer the kasha against the Magen Avraham, maybe there's a fundamental difference. Maybe the Balmum has a full Kedushas Kuhuna. A Cholol can't be Makro Karbanasi. The Cholol is allowed to be Metam and Amesim. Cholol is allowed to marry a Grusha. Cholol means emptied out, like Chala. Cholol means empty space, vacuum, empty space. Cholol means his person. This person is emptied out from Kedushas Kuhuna. Kohen marries a Grusha, and the children are born. They'll have Chalolim. Emptied out from Kedushas Kuhuna. So maybe a Balmum has a full Kedushas Kuhuna. As a Balmum as opposed to Chalol. Maybe a Kohen Kotten doesn't have a full Kedushas Kuhuna until he becomes Bar Mitzvah. So maybe that's the difference. Suggestion. Maybe that's the difference. Where do you see Allah Chalam? I said, though. How did the Magen Avraham come to this conclusion? So Shailam. Next pasuk has the din of a bas kohen shezinsa is b'sreifa. The Gemara explains bas kohen shezinsa is only if she's married. If she's a pnuya, Rashi quotes hakol ma'idim olatan amigresha ledibra kalsa b'pnuya. It's not talking about a single girl. Bas kohen shezinsa means she's an eshezish shezinsa. Is she an arusa or an esua? So the Gemara said that depends on the machlekes satanoim. A regular arusa shezinsa is the skila. So we hold la halacha skila is machamed and sreifa. So why should you give the bas kohen shezinsa sreifa? A bas yisrael shezinsa gets skila is worse. If the din would have been like the Tana Reb Shimon is of the opinion that sreifa is machamed and skila. So then you're able to say, then you can say for sure that it goes on an arusa. So the Gemara has three different opinions, whether it goes both arusa and the suah. We paskin only goes on the suah. Then there's one sheet that it only goes on arusa. If you hold like Reb Shimon, that Sreifa Chamura Miskila, so the Bas Kohen Shezinsa gets Sreifa, that's by Arusa. Maybe it's only Arusa because you find by Bas Yisrael that the Arusa's punishment is Mohammed than that of the Nesua. Here's the famous Bahag, counts as three different mitzvahs. An Eshesis should not be Mezana Loisinov, and Arusa should not be Mezana, and the Bas Kohen, whose marriage should not be Mezana. Why does he count it as three different mitzvahs? Because they're three different onshim. Sometimes chenek, and by regular nesua shezinsa is chenek, by a naira hamarasa shezinsa is skila, and by bas kohen shezinsa is sreifa. So since they're three different punishments, so they should be counted as three different lavim. And the Rambam quotes the Bahag, and he disagrees very strongly. He says just because they have different punishments is not an is not a valid reason that it should be counted as three different mitzvahs. It's all based on one pasuk, Loisinov. How can you take one pasuk and count it three times? So that's what the Ramban asks, that there are two mitzvahs where the Rambam did count it twice. And the Mishnah Melech points out there are another two mitzvahs. There are four. There are four mitzvahs where there's one pasuk in the Chumash. And because the one pasuk includes two different things, So the Rambam counted it twice. So that's a kasha on the Rambam. That's a kasha. The Megillas Esther is on the side of the Sefer Mitzvah, always comes to defend the Rambam from all the kashas of the Ramban. So he quotes from the Sefer Zohar HaRakia by the Rashbates. Zohar HaRakia is a small Sefer, a thin Sefer on Minyan HaMitzvahs, and he gives a very strong answer on this kasha. He says, the Rambam, all the four mitzvahs that the Rambam counts, there's one pasuk for each one, and the pasuk contains two different prohibitions. One of the prohibitions has an einish misa, and one has an einish malchus. So that, Zohar HaRakia says, how can you have one lav that has both malchus and misa? The Rambam says we divide all the lavim into two categories, anisa kal and anisa chomer. Anisa chomer is when there's misa, koris anisa is bed, anisa kal is when there's only malchus. How can you have one lav that sometimes has malchus, sometimes has misa? So the Rambam holds, there were four cases like that. So the Rambam says it must be the Chazal had a tradition that is counted as two different lavim. But if all the three forms of lasin, if they're all misa, the Nair HaMarasa is skila, and then the Nisua is chenek, and the Bas Kanish is interest rate, but all three of them are misa. So misa is misa, so it's an isa chomer, and there's three different onshim. But if the two different onshim, malchus and misa, then the Rambam holds that it should be counted twice. Not Chiddush, but that's what you see from the Rambam. Then the Kohen Gadol has special dinim. He's not allowed to marry even an almana. He's not allowed to marry. The Mishnah has a din. What if they appointed, what if a Kohen married an almana? A Kohen married an almana, and then when he reaches the, he was 25 years old, he marries an almana. What's wrong? It's mutta. And then at the age of 60, they don't want to appoint him as the Kohen Gadol. So he has to divorce his wife. So the Mishnah says, no, he doesn't have to divorce his wife. Well, the Ishtarya, Ishtarya. Since he married her, the Heter, so he doesn't have to get divorced. Not only that, if he married her, the Heter, years ago, what if you have a Kohen Hedyot and he made Kiddushin on an Almona, and they want to appoint him as the Kohen Gadol? Now, is that permissible? So the Gemara says, yes. Once you have Kiddushin Beheter, you're ready to say, hold Ishtarya, Ishtarya. If it was Heter Gom in the beginning, then he doesn't have to get the word. That's what Rav Shlomo Levilna comes to answer Akasha. I think the Maharsho is bothered with the Akasha. The Mishnah says in the end of Kiddushin, Kiyam Avram Avinu Kala Tarukul Atshalay Nitno. Avram Avinu observed all the mitzvahs of Torah, even though he lived Kodim Atan Torah. So the Marsha is bothered with Akasha. So how come he married the Hagar HaMitzris? You're not allowed to marry Mitzri Vedomi. Lo Yavolahem Mikal Hashem. Hador Shlishi, you're not allowed to marry. So how come Avraham Avinu married a Mitzris? That's the Akasha. So I think Shlomo Levilna has in his Sefer Binyan Shlomo. He says, initially he married Hagar HaMitzris before he had the Bris Milah, I think. He had the Bris Milah when he was very old. So he married Hagar, was his Bilegesh, way before. So that was, and then later on, the Kim Avraham Avinu Kala Tarkul Achla Nitna probably means, after the Baal Shem gave him the mitzvah of Bris Milah, so then he became, had a Kedushas Yisrael. So from that time on, he was an Eina Mitzvah Yosef. He volunteered to observe all the mitzvahs of Torah after he was given Bris Milah. Before he was given Bris Milah, he wasn't different from everybody else. After. So since he married Hagar HaMitzris before it was Beheter, you apply the klal Hol Ishtar Yishtar. So he doesn't have to get divorced. Hol Ishtar Yishtar is an important klal when you learn Yevamos. It's an important klal. It says the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Metame even to the seven relatives. And the Pashtus is, like the Gemara says, Beferish, and Ela Megalchon, the Kohen Gadol does not observe Avelus. When a relative dies. The Rambam writes, the Kohen Gadol observes Avelus like anybody else. So the Achreinim asks, the Rambam is against the Gemara. So the Sefer Gemara might cut in the beginning of Eilam HaGalchon. Kohen Gadol all year long is Kisol Beregel Domi. Just like Kisol Beregel doesn't observe Avelus, the Kohen Gadol also does not observe Avelus. So the Rambam is problematic. The Rambam says the Kohen Gadol does observe Avelus. How does the Gemara know that Kohen Gadol does not observe Avelus? Because the din, the Rambam said, the din that the kain is metame, lo yitama, the kain is metame to the seven relatives, is a form of nihu gavelus. he's demonstrating Niyagavela. So the Kain Godel says, should not be mitamei, means that the Kain Godel should not be Niyagavela. Yeah.
Rebbe?
Yes.
What about Shlomo HaMelech with Bas Paro?
I don't know. That is a good question. What's going on there? I don't know. When we learn Tanakh, 99% of the story is missing. So a lot of details are missing. And then when you look in the Midrashim, so they add on a little more, so you're only missing 97% of the story. I don't know. We have a lot of questions on Tanakh. I don't know. So the Shach in Yeridea quotes a Rekeach, and the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos quotes this Shach from Yeridea, that Eshes Kain Mu'uberes, if a girl is married to a Kain, she's pregnant with a baby, she doesn't know if it's going to be a boy or a girl. If it's going to be a boy, then the din is a Zichre Kuna, not allowed to be Matamila Mason. So the question is, the Eshes Kain Mu'uberes, is she allowed to attend a funeral? Maybe it'll turn out that the baby will be a boy and she'll be in violation of being mitami a kain katan. So the Rekech says it's muta mitam svek sveke. It may be a boy, maybe a girl, 50-50. And even if it'll turn out to be a boy, may turn out to be a nephil. Maybe the baby will not survive the 9 months of pregnancy. So it's a roiv lahakil, based on the Gemara, the end of Yivamas. Machtos kar machtan ekevis. And even if it's a zoch, it may turn out to be a nephil. So that's what the Shach quotes such a rekech, the Eshes Kamoberis, is allowed to go to a funeral. That's what some Rabbanim say today, now that they have a way to tell. They can tell you months in advance whether your baby is a boy or a girl. So if you know that it's a boy, you took such a test, so then all you have is the suffix, maybe it'll be a nephil. That's not enough to be makel. Maybe today it should be also for the Eshes Kain Mu'uberes, if she knows it's a boy. Maybe she also for her to go to a funeral. So the Achrayim are bothered with the Kasha on this. I think the Magen Avraham is the Kasha on this Rekeach. There's a Mishnah Chulin in Perek Behemam Kasha, the fourth Perek. The fourth Perek is all about Ben Pekua. Behemam Kasha is all about Ben Pekua, plus a couple of other important dinim. It's an important Perek. So there's a Mishnah there that says that Tahara Blua is not Mekabel Tuma, and Tul Bluma is not Metame. We said, I think, a few weeks ago, there's a difference between Beis Astorim, V'yodav lo shatav b'mayim. Why do you say the Zav? V'yodav lo shatav b'mayim, and he touches Maga Hazav is Metame, provided he wasn't Tovel on a mikveh. But it doesn't say Tovel, it just says he wasn't Tovel his hands. It doesn't help if you just table your hands. You have to be table the whole body. So the Gemara says, no, Yodam Lashad of Amayim is needed to teach me that you only need Bias Mayim. A person has to be table in a mikveh on the surface of his body. He doesn't have to open his mouth. He doesn't have to open his eyes. He doesn't have to jump up in the mikveh. You don't need that water to touch the bottom of the feet. That's all Beis HaStorim. So there's no din of Maga Beis HaStorim, and there's no din, you don't need Bias Mayim in the Beis HaStorim. There is a din of Chatzitza in the Beis HaStorim. If you have a bone is caught in between the teeth, stuck in between the teeth, and the person is gonna find it annoying, so time is gonna come, he's gonna insist on taking it out. So that's called a Miyota Makbid. So it's a Chatzitza. So there is a din of Chatzitza in Beis HaStorim, but the din is you don't need any Bias Mayim. Yeah. So the the din is that there's a difference between Beis HaStorim and Balua. That's what we said, Rabbi Kevege writes there on Hilchas Chatzitza in Yerideya, in the second Chelik Yerideya, when you have all the dinim of Tefillah and the Mikvah. So Rabbi Kevege said there is a din of Chatzitza on Beis HaStorim, a bone is caught in between the teeth, but there's no din of Chatzitza in Balua. So the same, the Gemara has another difference. There's no Tumas Maga in Beis HaStorim, but there is Masa. Let's say inside the mouth is Beis HaStorim. So if someone will have a kazayis min ames in his mouth, a kazayis is metame b'mago u'b'masa. Let's say a nivela, nivelas behema, a nivelas dishmanu shuat maron metame b'mago, not b'masa. So if a person has one of the Shemana Shvatzim, a dead sheretz, in his mouth, so there's no maga beis hastorim. But if the person has kezayis from an avela, libelas beim mitamin, not only be maga and masa as well. So even though there's no maga in the beis hastorim, the yodav loshata ba'amayim kol shiiga ba'azav yitma, only maga, we say the yodav. By maga, there's a din of beis hastorim. Maga beis hastorim doesn't count. But masa, there is a din on beis hastorim. But in balua, there isn't balua's kemisha eno. Balua, there isn't even a din of masa either. So the Mishnah has in Perek Be'imam Kasha, Mishnah has these two dinim. A woman is pregnant, she goes to a funeral, and then a week later she gives birth to a baby. So when she went to the funeral, the baby was with her, but the baby did not become tam, because the baby is called balua. Baby is called balua, so tahara balua is not makabel tuma. And the same thing, tuma balua is not matam. Let's say the doctors tell her that the fetus already stopped, has no heartbeat. The fetus is dead. So a dead fetus is matame ba'ohel. So if she, this pregnant woman, they didn't take the baby out yet, but she knows she's carrying a dead baby. So the dead baby is not matame ba'ohel, because tuma blua is not matame, and tara blua is not mekabel tuma. So the Gemara says there, tuma blua, tara blua is two kinds. A fetus inside the womb is tuma blua, tara blua. Baby's alive is tara blua. Baby's dead is tuma blua. And let's say a person swallowed a ring. A person swallowed a ring. It's going to come out. It's going to come out the other end. Okay. So kozman, the ring is tohor, let's say. Kozman, the ring is in the stomach. It's not in the womb. Kozman, the ring is in the stomach. That's called balua. Also, either balua in the rechem or balua in the stomach. Two normal ways to have. Today they'll cut you up and they'll put something in. That'll also be balua. But in the days of the Gemara, they didn't do these kind of surgeries. So the only two kinds of balua would be in the stomach or the rechem. So let's say a person swallowed a ring that was tahor, and a person goes to a funeral. So the ring should become cherev harei kacholol, a metal ring. So it doesn't become tar balua, is not mekabel tuma. And let's say the ring was tameh. Someone was wearing the ring when they attended a funeral. So that's the ring became cherev harei kacholol. The ring became Abi Abos HaTumah, and the person swallows the ring, and now he's in an ohel, so the Tumah Balua is not Metame. Balua is considered Kemisha Eino. So that's what I think the Magen Avraham is, like Kash in Hilchot Shabbos, when he quotes the Shach B'Shem the Rakeach. Why did the Rakeach have to give the reason that the Eishes Kemul Beres is permitted to go to the funeral? Because of the Svek Svek, 50-50, maybe it's a Zoch and a Keva, and even if it's a Zoch, maybe it'll turn out to be a Nefil, and there's no isa to be mitami the koyin. He should have said that the koyin is the uber, the eshes koyin is not muzer from being mitami lemeis, and the baby is tarabulu is not mekabel tuma. So what's the whole discussion? I think the Magen Avraham is that kashin. So Rabbi Chanan Vasserman has, and Rabbi Chaim Moshe, they were married to two sisters. They were brothers-in-law. They both write the same thing. It looks as if each one came upon it on his own. They came upon the same answer. Maybe the opinion of the Rekeach, is one of the later Bali Atesis. Maybe the opinion of the Rekeach is that the prohibition of Tumas Kainim doesn't really depend on Tumah. It's an Isa. The Kain is not allowed to be miskarev to a mace, even if you do it in a way that it won't be metame. Like the Uber is Tara Belua, is not Mekabal Tumah, but still, he's in the same oil amace. So maybe being an oil ameis is an issa, even if you have a stunt that the kohen is not going to be metama, mekabel tuma. That's the question, but the pasuk doesn't sound like that. Nefesh le'itama b'yama, pasuk aleph. Nefesh, you shouldn't be mekabel tuma. So it could be that that's what the reim. It could be that that's what the rekech thinks. It's not really an issa of not being metame. Maybe it's a din of not being miskarev to ameis. So Rabbi Hanan brings a raya, I don't remember, maybe Rabbi Chaim Ozel also brings the same raya, that there is a machlokes abai v'rabba in Nazir, regarding Nazir and regarding a kohen. We don't have too many Nazirim in Zman Hazeh. Rav Kook had the Nazir, Rabbi David HaKohen, Rabbi Sheh Yoshe Kohen's father, was the Nazir. So that was one Nazir that we knew, but I don't know of any other Nazir. but we have a lot of Kohanim around. So the Gemara has a machlokes, Abai v'Rava and Nazir, is the Kohen or the Nazir permitted to come into the oil of a goseis? So whenever there's machlokes, Abai v'Rava, the Gemara gives you the klal, that the consensus was we pass like Rava, except for Yal Kagam, that we pass like Abai. So this is not from the Yal Kagam, but there are two girsas in the Gemara. Which way did Abai say? Which way did Rava say? So the Mechaber paskens on this Lekula, a Kohen is permitted to go into the oil agosis, and there are more paskens like the Chachme Ashkenaz at the other girsa, like we paskens like Rava, but the two girsas, which way did Rava say? So there are more paskens like the Rishonim at the girsa, that Rava said a Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with a goisis. So one can learn pshat, it's a chashash that he may die any moment, and you'll be caught off guard, and you'll become tummy. So Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chaim Oza, I think they both, if they remember, Rabbi Chanan has it, I think Rabbi Chaim Oza also, I think they both say they don't think that's why. It's because the definition of a goisis, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, in Perek Aleph and Oholos, the definition of a goisis is that death is a process, and the goisis means a person, a human being, in whom the process of death has already begun, has already set in. So that's, you have to figure out what's the gemara of the process of death and what's the beginning of the process of death. That's the question. When is a person considered a goises? Goises means holding by the end, almost about to die. So they hold that the iser koyin not to be in contact with a goises is not because of a sophic, a chashash shema yamus. No, it's an iser vadai. Even if he goes into oil agosis and he leaves and the person didn't die yet, he badai violated the iser. It's a separate iser not to be in contact with death. And the goises is an individual in whom the process of death, ta'alich ha'moves, has already begun. I think that's the word used by the translator. The Pirush HaMishnayis was written in Arabic. So those of us that don't know Arabic, we use the Hebrew translation. So I think the Hebrew translation is, in Perek Aleph and Ohalos, ta'alich ha'moves, has already said it. That's an interesting idea. That's a shala, let's say, I think it says in the Ramah and Hilchos Abelos that the Kohen is obligated, lo yitama zachayba, he's obligated to be mitame. It's mutter, and he's obligated to be mitame, is only on the weekdays, not on Shabbos. Because the Kohen's being mitame lameis is a chelik of the mitzvah of kvura. Lo yitama is mishum kavod abrius, he should be mitapal in the kvura. But on Shabbos, no one is metapel in the kvura. The mace is mukta. We don't do the kvura on Shabbos. So the kohen is permitted and obligated to be metame, to design kohen, only b'chol, not b'Shabbos. So let's say you have a goseis. You can't say the kohen, let's say the goseis, the kohen's father is a goseis. He was with his father. He was mevakeh chela by the father. And then the father is now in a state of gesisim. So can you say, even if the father will die, it'll be mutter for the son to be there? How can you say that it's also now that he's a geises? If you learn pshat that the kohen is not allowed to be an oil geises, the way there are more paskins like Rava, the geisa of the Ashkenazim, that Rava says the kohen is not allowed to be an oil geises. So if you would learn that it's because shema yomus b'fesa pisom, and it'll be in violation of the din of Tumas Kohanim, so then if it's one of the Zayin Kohanim, then it should be Mutta. So what's the whole Chashash is Shema Yomus Adarab? If it'll die, it'll be a mitzvah. But if you say like Rabbi Chanan, it's an Issa B'Torah Vada, it's not an Issa Shema, it's an Issa B'Torah Vada, because you're coming in contact with Misa, and you can't say that, so when is a Mutter? Lo Yitam is Mutter when you're doing it as a Hishtatfus in the Kvura. Is a chelik of kavod abrius, kavod ames. But while a person is still alive, there's no, it's like Shabbos. There's no ishtatfus in the kvur. So it should come up with a chidish din. I don't think the Kohanim observed this din. It should come up a din mechudish that a kohen is not allowed to visit one of the seven relatives when they're in a state of gesisa. Even though the goisis is not mitame, it's a separate iser. Rabbi Chana says, nothing to do with tumah. The separate is not to be in contact with Misa, even though the person, Agosis Kachai L'chol Dvarav, he's not mitame. the common practice is not so, it could be that we should really reconsider that the Shaila. Maybe you have to reconsider that practice. Then the Torah has all the dinim that a balmum is not permitted to be makarv karbanis, and the Gemara says that if the korban is a mum, you're not allowed to be makarv it. The Gemara draws parallels between the two. The psula mum applies both to the karbanis and to the kohanim. Even though he's a balmum, he's not allowed to be makarv karbanis, but he is permitted. Lechem alakam b'kotcha kadoshim yoichal. He is permitted to eat kotcha kotchim, even though he is a balmum. And the Torah has a din, a kohen who's tameh has to be careful not to eat karbanos, not to eat truma, not to eat karbanos. And to eat truma, it's not enough to go to mikveh. Avo Hashemish v'tehev acha yocha min hakadoshim ki lach mahu. To the purpose of eating truma, even at full yom, is still considered tameh until har Hashemish. And even if he waits a year, even if he waits 10 years, he still needs Harav Shemesh after he goes to Mikveh. Can't say he was Yotze, he had already 365 Harav Shemeshes. Harav Shemesh has to be after going into the Mikveh. Mesa Boki Chavaluhu, that's the pasuk that we had in the end of Perek HaLabasa. A Kohen Tam Shachal Truma Tameya is not Ben Bisa B'dei Shamayim. Here the Truma Tameya already, so there's no Misa B'dei Shemayim, but there were two ways to learn. Is it because Einis L'Chalalisa, so the din only applies if the Truma was Nitmeis before the Kohen was Nitma, but if the Kohen became Tami first, then Farkert, Einis L'Chalalisa, so then he will be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Rambam paskins that it's not based on Einis L'Chalalisa, it doesn't matter whether the Kohen became Tami first or the Truma became Tami first. It doesn't make a difference. Then the Torah has a din and Evet Kenaini of a Kohen is permitted to eat Truma. Kohen ki nefesh kinyan kaspo. Ki yikna nefesh. He buys a person. That's an Evet Kenaini. However, in Evet Ivish, al Kohen is ena ochel b'truma. Toshe al Kohen b'stachel ayochel kodesh. The Toshe b'stachel refers to Evet Ivri. The Toshav is a Nirtza, and the Socher is an Eved who's there for Shesh. Then Eved Ivri is an Echol B'Truma, and Eved Knein is Echol B'Truma. This led Taisus to believe that by Eved Ivri, there's no Kinyan Issa, there's only Kinyan Mammon, and by Eved Knein, there is a Kinyan Issa. By Eved Knein, there is a Kinyan Issa, that's why he's permitted to eat Truma. But by Eved Ivri, there's no Kinyan Issa. So Taisus asks, if there's no Kinyan Issa, how come the Eved Ivri is Muta B'Shivcha Knainis? Unless you say like the Rambam Shifcha Knainis, the whole Issa to live with the Shifcha Zoni with the Rabbanon. It's Mutam and Atar, but that seems to be that Rambam is against the Gemara. The Gemara in Temura, the end of the Temura, seems to say black and white. That's a special Chiddush, that it Eved Ivri is Mutam B'Shifcha Knainis, is a Chiddush in the Pasuk. It really should have been awesome. So that's the Issa's Kasha. How is the Eved Ivri Mutam B'Shifcha Knainis? If there's no Kinyan Issa, it's only a Kinyan moment. So that's what Taisus and Yevamos, Ayin Amin based. Taisus gives an answer, and there's what to discuss there. But that's a fundamental machlokes. The Ramban disagrees with Taisus. Ramban holds that even Eved Ivri, both a Kinyan Mammon and a Kinyan Issa. Yeah, included in Kinyan Kohen Nefesh, Kinyan Kasper, the Gemara says, is Arusa. The Arusa, Abbas Yisrael, who's married to a Kohen, but married to a Kohen, she only has Erisin. She doesn't have any suin. So even though Yisraelis is not allowed to eat truma, but if she's married to a Kohen, even if there's only erisin, she's already permitted to eat truma. This is Menatorim. The Rabbanan, they made a gzera, the Mishnais have made a gzera that an arusa ain't achelus betruma, she tikonis lechupa. Yeah. What if a bas Kohen marries a zar? She's not permitted to eat truma. Yeah. What if you have a Kohen who's permitted to eat truma and he's sold as an Eved Ivri? The Gemara has a whole discussion. You can't make him an Irtza. You can't make him because you'll make him into a Balmum. Because you don't, if you would drill a hole on the soft part, he wouldn't become a Balmum. But you make Ritzia on the hot part, on the cartilage part, not on the soft part. So the Gemara said he'll become a Balmum, so you never do Ritzi on a Kohen if he's is an Eved Ivri, but he can't be sold as an Eved Ivri. He can't be sold as an Eved Ivri. He just can't do Ritziyah. So the Minchas Chinuch writes a wild Chiddush. The Pashtus is that it's not correct. It's just like a Bas Koyen who marries a Zar. He's not allowed to eat Truma. So if a Koyen who's eating Truma is sold to a Yisrael, he belongs to Yisrael. He's not allowed to eat Truma. Pashtus is that there is no such thing. It's a very difficult thing. Pasuk says you're not allowed to be makor kabbanis that have a mum. Umiyat benechala sakrivu es lechem alakechem mikol eli. Even though a nochri who wants to bring karbanis, he wants to make a bama. We don't, the nochrim don't have a din of shchut echutz. They're allowed to be makor kabbanis l'shamayim, not allowed with a zar. They're permitted to makor kabbanis wherever they want. They can make a bama and be makor kabbanis. But if they want to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Gemara says, by Nochrim, if they want to bring a carbon L'Shamayim, there's no din of Balmum. There is a din of Mechusar Ever. They're not allowed to be Makriv, but they can bring a Balmum. But if they bring the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, then it says, Miad Benecha, L'Takrivu Eseila. You're not allowed to be Makriv a Balmum in the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Bala carbon is a Nochrim. If he wants to make his own Bama, Gizuntahe. So the Gemara has a comment. This Parsha begins, Pasuk Yutches, this parsha about Hakrobas Hakabanas against Ish Ish Me Beis Yisrael, Menager Abi Yisrael Sheyakru Kabanu L'Chol Nireim, etc. Gemara has a drasha, even though it says Ish Ish Me Beis Yisrael, Ish Ish is Marbe Nochrim also. That if a Nochri wants to volunteer a korban, we can accept the korban from the Nochri. So the Bali Atesu says, Kakasha, what do you need a drasha Ish Ish? It says the Ferish. That's in Pasuk Yutches. In Pasuk Chot Hei, it says, Miad Benecha Lo Sakrivu, you can't be Makre Balimumen. The simple mashmois is that if it's not a Balimum, then you can't be Makre. So what does they have to make a drasha Ish Ish? So the Bali Atesis work hard on this kasha. Why does the Gemara need the drasha? Isn't it explicit in the Chumash? Then you have the Dinam of Muchus Azman. If you bring a korban, a behemoth that's not yet 8 days old, so it's possible even by the Eved. That's Mechus HaZman. You have to wait till the 8th day, at least till the 8th day. And the same thing, if you shech dos ve'ez benod, this is Shechat Tobi Amecha, it's also called Mechus HaZman. I shechted one animal in the morning, either chulin or carbon. Doesn't make a difference. Then the second one I'm going to shecht in the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, the carbon will be possible. Not only have I violated the violation of dos ve'ez benod, the carbon is Mechus HaZman. Mechus HaZman is a psul. Just like there are a whole list of balimumen, if the animal is a balimum, it's possible. So too, if the animal is Mechus HaZman, it's also possible. What if it's Mechus HaZman Bo Bayom? Let's say a person is Mechiv to bring a chatas and an oila, and the chatas is Kodemis L'Oila. You bring the chatas before the oila. So instead of bringing the chatas first, goes ahead and brings the oila before the chatas. Would you say that, so that you learn that from the psukim, that the Seder, even if you hold that you're not Yotze, the Oila, if you bring it before the Chatas, but you can't say that it's a Pasul of a carbon. There's no din, it's a discussion. The Gemara says, Eim Chus HaZman Bo Bayom. Chus HaZman is only if I was supposed to wait till Yom HaShmini. I was supposed to wait till tomorrow. But if only the Bo Bayom, I should have first brought the other carbon. And instead, I brought this carbon for us. So, did he ever be paskan? Ein mechus hazman bo bayom, that wouldn't be possible. Then the Torah has the mitzvah to make kiddush Hashem when he dashed himself and ainsal pasuk lamed base, and the law of leisachal lo Hashem kotchi anisach chilal Hashem, and the mitzvah when he dashed the kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is when a person is pressured to violate Avodah Zarah Gilei Raisa Shvichas Damim, he has to give up his life. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and if he violates it, it's called Chil Hashem. Or if he does any Avera Bifar Hesya, or Bishas Hashmad, so also the din is Yehorek Bal Yava. So that's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The mitzvah is not only that you have to give up your life, that's an extreme example of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. person has to lead his life in such a way. We are all representatives of the Jewish God, the God of the Jewish people. And whenever a Jew does an aver b'farhesya, that's also called the Chil Hashem. From Revi to the, till a few, quite a big section, you have all the dinim of the Yamin Taidin. Elam Yad Hashem Shetikru Oysom Mikroi Kodesh. The word oisam is chasavov. The Gemara believes that the Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter. So sometimes we derive halachas from the fact that the word is written in the Chumash Male Achaser. So here it says more than once, Ashetikru oisam, and it's chasavov. So Atikri oisam ela atem. Atem afilu mutim. It's all up to the Bezdin. Even if the Bezdin made a mistake when they declared Rosh Chodesh, they really should have made tomorrow or yesterday, and they made today. So within reason, any given month can have less than 29 days, can have more than 30 days. But within 29 or 30 days, even if they made a mistake in their calculations and they made Rosh Chodesh on the wrong day, but yeah, but it's good, then the same thing. Every couple of years, you have to make a Shana Muberes with the Odor Sheni, so that everything will be in sync. We want that the Rambam writes that the months, the Jewish calendar is an androgynous. The months, Achotche Halavana, lunar months, depends on the Merlet Halavana, and the years are Shnos Achama. The years depend on it's a solar year and a lunar month. Because Pesach has to fall out in the springtime, and Sukkot has to fall out, Chag Osif, and so on, in the different seasons. So not only is there a din atem afilu mutim, Rashi quotes from the Torah Kohanim. Not only does it says this pasuk three times, so Rashi only comments on two. Ashetikru oisam chasavav. So Rashi explains two of them. One goes on Kiddush HaChodesh, and one goes on Ibar HaShana. Even in Ibar HaShana, we also say atem afilu mutim. Even if Bez made a mistake and declared the year as a Shana Muberes, and they shouldn't have, or they declared it a Shana Pshuta, they really should have made it a Shana Muberes. So b'di'eved, the Kriyas is Chal. The Minchas Chinuch quotes the Tzlach. The Tzlach is a sefer authored by the Nevi Yehuda on Brachas and on Beitza. So the Tzlach at the very, towards the very end of Brachas, there is a little bit of a Gemara there by Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana. So the Tzlach comes up with a big Kiddush that Atem Afilu Mutem only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh, doesn't apply to Ibar HaShana. So the Minchas Chinuch says it's against this Torah Kohanim. You could say Stam Sifra is Reb Yudin. Maybe there's only Reb Yudin's opinion. The Tana Reb Yudin and the other Tanaim disagree. So the Minchas Chinuch is not happy with that answer. And so then she gave a very... the Tzlach seems to be against the Torah Kohanim. But the Tzlach has a Gemara. So then she gave a very fascinating answer. How the Gemara does not indicate that. The pasuk says, "Ela pasuk dala, ela miyad Hashem mikroi kodesh shetikro isam emoy adam." So the Gemara in Pesachim has a hold in Perik Ela Dvarim. When Erev Pesach is chali is b'Shabbos, so your hakrobas hakorban Pesach is b'chas Shabbos. And the Gemara learns it out from the pesukim. Rosh Hashanah is a Pesach b'moy ado. You must bring it on the right day. If Abba Yom a bottle korbanai, so korbanis that is manam kabua, a decha Shabbos and decha tuma. That's how I know that is decha Shabbos because it says b'mo ado. So here it says also b'mo adam, in connection with Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says yes. This is how we know from the fact that tikra osam b'mo adam, Bezin should declare it as Rosh Chodesh in order to establish when Pesach will be and when Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur and Sukkot will be. So the Eidim who come to testify on Kiddush HaChodesh are permitted to be Mechal Shabbos if need be. Let's say if they're going to go walk to Yerushalayim, they're not going to go by car, they won't make it. They live so far away from Yerushalayim, it'll take more than 24 hours. They saw the Levana on Friday night, and if they're going to walk to Yerushalayim, the Bezin will miss the opportunity to make the right day Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos with the Melacha Daraisa, and whether Bizman Shabbos, Mig B'Shoi Kaim, they used to be Mechal Shabbos every month for the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh. Yeah. In Yerideya, there's a Machlokes Tosfos and the Or Zarua. The Zarua is one of the later Balei HaTosfot. The Zarua was the Rebbe of the Maharam Rutenberg, who was the Rebbe of the Rosh. That was the end of the period of the Balei HaTosfot. Went on and on for quite a few generations. So the Or Zarua is of the opinion that Erev Pesach in the afternoon is a Yontov Chag HaPesach. Leil Pesach is Chag HaMatzos. But Erev Pesach is Chag HaPesach. So if someone is in Shiva and Yontov comes, so Yontov cancels Shiva. It's one in the middle of Shloshim. Yontov comes, so Yontov cancels the rest of the Shloshim. So the Or Zarua is of the opinion when it comes Chatzos of Erev Pesach, it doesn't apply every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontov. It doesn't apply. Only a din Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after Chatzos. Erev Pesach is considered like a Yontov. It's a Yontov of Chag HaPesach. So that's Bechad Aviv. It takes us in Zvachim around Avkuf. Explicitly says not so. Pesach is a yontif. Erev Pesach in the afternoon is not a yontif. So whenever there's a machloikas in Hilchos Avelus, the Gemara gives you the kalal halachik diramekal ba'ovel. Even if it'll be yochid keneged rabbim, even if the majority hold lechumer that there is nihu agavelus, but if there's a minority opinion, so we follow the minority opinion. Whenever there's any sofik kol dehu, so we go lekula and we say that it's no avelus. So that's how we paskin over here, that Erev Pesach, when it comes chatzos, it cancels the avelus. That's the shadow. What if someone is buried Erev Pesach? So let's say someone is buried on Chol HaMoed. Hakavis mesa barego. So the din is the avelus. You don't say Yontov canceled the avelus. He didn't begin anything. They have to observe Shiva after Yontov is over. So what if a kvura took place Erev Pesach in the afternoon? So the way we follow the Or Zarua, we should really say there's no, you're not noeg avelus Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and you have to observe the whole Shiva after. So the common practice is, I think, the reverse, that we go lekula. We say the person should observe Shiva now a little bit. When Pesach will come, that'll cancel the Shiva. But maybe there's room to argue the point and say no, that since means whenever there's any sofek, you only observe avelus when it's a vaday. It's not a din, you always go to kula. Whenever there's a sofek, you don't observe avelus. So here, there's a sofek, machlekes, tesis, and the ozarua. Erev Pesach in the afternoon is like keva mesa borego. So whenever there's a sofek, you shouldn't observe avelus. Then it should come out for chumer, that it should observe all the 7 days of Shiva after Yantav is over. Again, that's not the common practice, but there's room to tine it that it ought to be like that. Anyway, the Bir Agra there on Yeridaya, when the Ramah quotes this or Zarua, that when it comes Chatzos Erev Pesach, that cancels the Shiva, cancels the Shloshim, he says it's based on the Psukim here, that the Chumash says in Parshas Amor, Erev Pesach afternoon is Chag HaPesach, and Leil Chamishosar Nissen is Chag HaMatzos. But Erev Pesach is also a Yontif. Erev Pesach is a Yontif, and Tezvav Nissen is another Yontif. Two different Yom Tovim. Then the Torah has a din of Sfiras HaOmer. The Gemara points out there seems to be a contradiction between the two descriptions of Sfiras HaOmer. In Parshas Amor, it says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom Yishikant the days. Then in Parshas Re'eh, it says, Shibbosh Shavuos Tisperloch, you should count the weeks. So which is it? Do you count the days or do you count the weeks? So the Gemara says, Amar Abai, mitzvah l'mim l'yomei, mitzvah l'mim l'shavuos. It's a mitzvah to count both the days and the weeks. There's a big machloikas in the Gemara and a machloikas in the Rishonim and the Gaonim, where the Sfira Saimev is one as the Raisa, the Rabbanon. The Rambam follows the Gaonim, who seem to assume that Sfira Saimev is one as the Raisa. None of them say that it's only the Rabbanon. And Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Tosfos and Menachos Dav Samach Vav and Aleph assumes Sfira Saimev is one as only the Rabbanon. Yeah. But then there's a third shita, the Rabbein Yeruchim, the Chokyankim, and Hilchos Pesach quotes the third opinion. He had a different girsa in the Gemara. We don't have this girsa in the Gemara. His girsa was that the mitzvah to count days is the Raisa today, and the mitzvah to count the weeks is only the Rabbanon. Today is the 28th day of Sfira. That makes 4 weeks. So that you add on Shehem Abba Shavuos Ba'emer, that's only Bizman Azeh, that's only with the Rabbanon. But to count Hayom, today's 28 days in Sfira, that's still the Raisa. Why should you distinguish between the mitzvah, the Mim, the Yoimi, and the mitzvah, the Mim, the Shavuos? So the Pashto says that that's based on the Gemara Chagiga. Gemara Chagiga says, how do you know that if you didn't bring the Oil Sri and the Shama Chagiga on Shavuos, that you have Tashlumen the next 6 days after Yontif? You have Tashlumen the next 6 days of Pesach. It's Pesach. And Sukkot is till Hashanah Rabbah is Sukkot's Taket. It is Sukkot. But the 6 days following Shavuos are not Shavuos. There is no Chol HaMoed of Shavuos. There's a misprint in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah says when you daven Shemana Esrei on Chol HaMoed Pesach, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, or Chol HaMoed Shavuos, you say Yalav V'Yavai, V'Yom Chag HaShavuos Hazeh. There is no Chol HaMoed Shavuos. What is he talking about? So they all point out it's a misprint. You should check the original manuscript. You should check the new editions now, whether they have that mistake. But all the old editions, the standard old editions of the Rambam, he has that statement, that din. On Chol HaMoed Shavuos, you say, Yalav Yavai, V'yom Chag HaShavuos HaZeh. There is no Chol HaMoed Shavuos. So Gemara says, how do you know that there's Tashlumin the first 6 days following Shavuos? So the Gemara says, because it's mitzvah the Mimni Yomim, mitzvah the Mimni Shavuos. The whole purpose of Sirus Ayma is in order to be kaver the Yontav Shavuos. So Shavuos is a Yontav of a day, and it's a Yontav of a week. It's a Yontav of a day with respect to Yisim Halacha, with respect to Musafim, of a Yom HaBat L'Karbonai. And it's a Yontav of a week with respect to what? With respect to Tashlumin. Whoever didn't bring the Oil HaSri and the Shalom HaGiga on the first day, on Shavuos, on Yontav, has the next 6 days, even though it's not Chol HaMoed Shavuos, can bring the Karbonai, this Tashlumin, the rest of the 6 days. So that's what the Rabbi Yeruchim had such a gears in the Gemara, that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, there's no relevance to declare Shavuos as a Yontav of a week. You don't have any Karbonos at all. It's only relevant Shavuos, a Yontav of a day, vis-a-vis Yisim Halacha. It's not relevant to Musafim either. So we only count, there's only a mitzvah menater to count the days, there's no mitzvah to count the weeks, because we will not accomplish to make Shavuos into a Yontav of a whole week, because there's no Beis HaMikdash anyway. Many more dinim. Parsha Samor is a very chock full of dinim, chock full of mitzvahs. Okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos and be well.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good.
Rabbi, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If someone bakes bread in a fleshik pot, but it ain't ben yoma, what's the status of the bread, and can you do that lechatchila?
If you bake, if you cook something parave in a fleshik pot, that should really be called not by not. So the mechaber paskins that is parave. And the mechaber holds lechatchila. The shach says even according to the mechaber lechatchila, it's not right to cook part of a vegetable soup in a fleshik pot if you plan to eat it with milchiks. The chatchila is not right. But b'dyavad, if you did cook the vegetable, part of a vegetable soup in a fleshik pot, once you cooked it already, you're even allowed to eat it with butter, with milk at the same time. Because not banat is lohakel. There are more paskins, not banat, like the bishul. Rashi's son-in-law, the Rivon, claims that he heard from his father-in-law, from Rashi, that not banat, like the bishul, so when not by not would only be mutter if I took, let's say, I just fried a fish, a part of a fish, and I put it on a fleshy plate. So the plate is cold and the fish is burning hot, so that's not by not. But if I cooked it in a fleshy pot, that's not by not like they bishul, so then we're machmer. So the Ramah is machmer for that. The mechaber paskin up lechatchila, you shouldn't do it if you plan to have the vegetable soup with milk. But if you already did it, then you may have it with milk. And the Rama says that even b'dyavad you shouldn't have it with milk. However, the Rama says, what if the pot is an einim ben yomo and you cook the part of the vegetable soup in the pot? So then you may even mix in butter. So the simple reading of the Bir Hagra on that Ramah sounds like he says that it's even mutter lechatchila to cook the paravis vegetable soup in a fleshik pot, ena ben yomo, intending to mix it in with milk and butter. That's the simple reading of the Bir Hagra. But the Chochmas Adam quotes that in the Sefer Issa V'Heter by the Rabbeinu Yonah, he says explicitly that lechatchila you're not allowed to do it. So some claim that some printed there. Moshe told them that it's mutar lechatchila to do that. And Rabbi...
Rabbi, are you there? We can't hear you.
I think he's... Rabbi, I think you're muted. Rebbe, you just muted yourself.
I think the phone may have disconnected. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, Rebbe.